out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or a show we call Horde House for short. It's that show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next 7.5 minutes with my co-hosts. Say hello first off to the one and only Extifer.
Hey!
How you doing, Extifer?
I'm okay.
Happy Hanukkah!
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I think. I'm not Jewish.
That's all right. You don't have to be Jewish to celebrate Hanukkah.
You don't?
Yeah, you should have been.
I actually think you do.
You should have been here for OLR on Sundays. I think I ate so many latkes I puked. So it was a good time.
Why were you guys being all Jewish?
Because Jamie's Jewish, haven't you heard?
Oh, she's like fake Jewish.
No, she's not. Oh, she's going to hear this. She's going to kick your ass. You went to a holiday party on Friday, though, right?
I did. I went to Ubisoft's holiday party.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
In San Francisco. It was fun. It was so much fun. I didn't realize that bowling could be, you know, I didn't even go bowling at this bowling alley, but it was really fun.
Was there complex DRM to just get through the door?
No.
All right. Also say hello tonight, joining us because he has the time in his busy schedule this week. Say hello to Grandpa.
Well, hello.
How are you, Grandpa?
Overworked and underpaid.
Yeah, isn't that the way it always is? So where were you last week? You weren't here last week. Oh, no, you tried to be here last week. But the
Then you cut me off because I wasn't sexy enough or something.
No, seriously, if you'd heard the hotel Wi-Fi and how it was coming through, it was terrible.
But, was that terrible bad?
Yeah, it was pretty bad, sorry to say. Oh. But we had a good, I mean, not to say like, oh, the show was great without you, but, you know, it was a pretty
good show. It was great without me.
It was a pretty good show last week. But it'll be great with you tonight. What's new with you?
The show was great last time because after you recorded it and I was able to get it on Stitcher, mm-hmm. Before my flight, I took a Vicodin and then I went to go get dinner. forgot that I had a Vicodin and we got halfway through a beer. So that was fun. And then so I got on the plane all nice and warm and toasty-like and I put in the podcast listening to it and I was like, okay, yes, it's good. It's good to have a female voice every now and again. All of a sudden, so it was great to put me to sleep. It was a great show, Rob. Thank you for that.
Now, wait a minute. That's a very rude thing to say about the content of last week's episode, which is a great show.
I re-listened to it because it put me to sleep.
It's not our fault that you drink and do drugs, and that's what causes you to fall asleep.
Don't do drugs, kids. Not until you're 30 and old and decrepit.
What's next on your travel agenda?
While I was gone, I found out through the grapevine that my company reorganized and I've got now a new boss. So this is the fourth boss in 15 months.
Good time. You got to love corporate America.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. So the new boss, of course, is in Texas. So I'll be going to the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area probably sometime the first quarter to meet her in person, sit down, figure out what's going on for work-wise. But until then, Indeed.com, the job searching website, is my new homepage. So that's exciting.
You replaced Yahoo with Indeed, so you just launched the internet browser, and oh, Indeed, here we go.
I replaced Google with Indeed. That should say something.
All right. Also say hello to, yes, he's here tonight. Say hello to Shane.
Hello.
How are you, Shane?
Super busy.
Yeah, we had to start a half hour late tonight because of you.
I'm sorry that I have so much on my plate.
Well, I heard that you became an uncle this week.
Yep, that's what I was gone for so long tonight.
Congrats.
For. Thank you.
Like a baby is an excuse.
Well, Rob, he's more of a gunkle. A gunkle, Shane.
What's a gunkle?
A gay uncle.
Why does there have to be a difference?
Yeah, why does it have to? What's the difference between a gunkle
because
and an uncle?
Gunkle's more fabulous.
No, be quiet. No,
speaking of not nephew, a gunkle, man. Nephews and nieces and stuff. Mm-hmm. My nephew and niece had their picture taken with Santa, and it's the funniest thing ever.
I saw that.
Santa looks so depressed.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there. He picked the wrong job as Santa.
Guess what my nieces are doing?
Getting laid?
No, being Mormon and not talking to me.
Not getting laid.
All right, let's see what else. Does that mean we can start calling you Uncle Shane?
No,
the show. Why not? You are an uncle, yes. And you
everybody
are Shane.
Else is pretty much an uncle anyway. So why do I get that special designation?
Because
I'm not an uncle. I'm a godfather times two.
See, you're the new uncle.
But see, you're already grandpa, so you couldn't. You can't be Uncle Grandpa anyway, or Godfather Grandpa.
You can be Uncle Grandpa. They do that in Arkansas.
Oh, boy. And then you said when you got back, we will talk about Warcraft eventually at some point, but you said when you got back to your apartment, you couldn't find a parking spot because an ambulance was parked in your spot.
Yep. That jerk of a big car thing.
How does that work?
Of a corpse. The ambulance was taken away.
Do you live
No, I saw the person being wheeled out. They weren't in a body bag, but there were like three police people and an ambulance. I don't know what happened. I don't really care.
Do you live in a mall in Oregon?
Huh? I don't get it.
That is horrible.
Too soon. Too soon.
You make fun of my jokes and you throw out an instant fatality today?
Because my jokes are funny. All right. Anyhow, let's...
I don't think I laughed at that.
No.
No. You know what I did? I lied. I just had my mic on mute.
Let's move into the news roundtable because, believe it or not, we talk about World of Warcraft on this show once in a great while. So let's start off with the news roundtable tonight. What is going on this week in the World of Warcraft?
So I guess I'll go first since that's what the show roll says. So an idea was posed on the community forums by a player and asked the question, will you guys ever consider adding more challenge modes, more CMs, perhaps to old dungeons like Ragefire, Chasm, and Wailing Caverns? And Drozdil from that community said that they are actually thinking about proposing to do the challenge modes of the older dungeons to maybe rekindle that old content. One of the quotes here, no timelines or anything, although it's definitely something we're considering. So I have a couple thoughts on this. One, I've never done a challenge mode because my guild abandoned me, Rob. Two,
I'm not the only person in that guild, just so you know.
True, there's a Jew in there someplace. They're celebrating Hanukkah somewhere. Love you, Jamie. And the second part of this question was, is this just another feeble attempt to recycle old content to give us a dog bone to bite on for a little bit until the next major patch or the next major expansion? How long will they keep reinventing older content, and is that a good idea? And I'm kind of on the fence whether this is a good use of dev time, patch time, but this is, you know, smaller, more frequent, if you will. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, arf, arf, Grandpa. I think it's a great idea, and I'd eat this up. This is unless it's like BRD or Uber.
Arf, arf.
Or what you said, it's like giving a dog a bone or something like that, throwing it, whatever. But anyway.
You bitch.
Unless it's like Ubers or some really terrible old dungeon, which I could just for some reason see them doing. But can you imagine?
No, Morgan.
I know we've talked about this on a previous show because it goes right along with the whole like level syncing from Final Fantasy XI. I've said for a while, challenge mode could be a way to bring that into Warcraft. And I'm going to say it again. Can I get a challenge mode Karazhan?
No.
Why not?
I don't understand why you want challenge modes. You don't even like the current ones.
Because
they're
not Karazhan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, but you guys tried it like once, and you guys screamed like bloody murder.
I want to do it again, but somebody named Shane is a big fat wimp.
When I was going through the different MMO websites and stuff, looking at different responses, someone did propose challenge mode Nomergon, the whole thing, which scares the crap out of me.
No,
and then challenge mode the Dire Maul as the tribute run. And even the original Sunken Temple, killing all the bosses, something in a certain order with those refresh rates or those earlier or faster respawn rates. So, this dovetails into what we were talking about two weeks ago regarding dungeons you want to see die in a fire. So,
but how successful has challenge modes been? Because at least on our server, I haven't seen anybody running around with that challenge mode gear yet at all, not even a piece of it. So. Are people even really playing them?
No.
Because I've also looked at the leaderboards for our server, and it's the same group on like almost every single last one.
I honestly think that this is one of those things people just aren't playing because everybody's really focused on raiding right now, or PvP, if that's what you're into.
But or dailies.
This doesn't really cross over with PvP. This is more PvE content, so I'd say all the PvE players are fixated on raiding right now. This is one of those things that people will appreciate if we go another year with an endgame raid. If you had a year of Dragon Soul or whatever, this would have been a great thing to fill in the gaps, which is why I kind of don't think they should have waited for Pandaria to put it out, but you'll be happy it's there later on.
We will.
I don't think it's terrible. No. I know we talk about that one time we ran and we just got like
punched in the face. It was really hard. But a lot of our gear has come up since then. And yes, that is important because each individual piece of gear under item level 463 you're accountable for, because it's not an average item level. It's a piece-by-piece basis. All my pieces of gear are above 463 now, and thanks to item upgrades and stuff, I think a lot of people are kind of getting there. So I would love to try it again, but just getting the group to do it.
Well, my boyfriend really wants to try it, so you have one other person.
Except we're both healers. It makes it tough. It makes it great
for
waiting.
Well, he's learning DPS, too.
Good answer, right. Yes.
So. And so are you, so...
Yeah,
good
I'm, not answer. That, I'm not that good at it. So, what challenge mode dungeons would you like to see if this does happen? Extifer, any requests?
Well, I don't even know how the current ones are, so I don't really know. It doesn't really matter to me. They could bring out any challenge mode dungeon, and I'd feel like, eh.
Just imagine the current heroics, but the mechanics really, really matter. Like, you will wipe if you screw up a boss mechanic.
Gnome are gone. I don't know.
Grandpa, is there anything you'd want to see come back?
I'm still a huge fan of Skullamance and Strathholm. You can do two sides of Strathholm or the whole thing in under an hour or something. There used to be a man, something years ago for Wrath or maybe Burning Crusade, to clear it in 15 minutes. There's a debuff you got put on you to the boss at the end and get extra loot and an extra chance for the drop of the horseman mount, I believe, if memory serves. It was an achievement run, and it was Burning Crusade, because after you got through the different heroics, at that time were very challenging, they threw in that little perk to keep you involved in some of those older dungeons and start running old content. So they already had a challenge mode concept in that one. Bring it back, add more loot, add more of those damned gold fortune coins.
Just in case they
already have Skullamance.
Yeah, I was gonna say old Skullamance is gone though. It's only the new one now, and you can technically do it as a challenge dungeon.
The new one is good though. It's an improvement.
I like the new one.
That's true. Yeah, I forgot about that. So Strath.
Let's move on with more news then.
I don't get to say one that I hate.
I thought you already said. Go ahead.
Vortex Pinnacle.
That's kind of a random one. Why Vortex Pinnacle?
Because I think it already has a lot of mechanics that would lend itself well to a challenge mode. Plus, I really like that dungeon.
So you say that maybe this is a way to breathe some life into expansion dungeons.
They're considered old now anyway.
I guess that's true.
Anything that's not the current expansion or whatever is going to be considered old. You could find some crappy one from Burning Crusade.
Shadow Labs challenge mode?
Oh my god, I love Murmur. Yes, let's do that. And the fight where everybody gets mind controlled and fights each other.
A dungeon takes forever. I guess it does make it a good candidate for challenge mode, though.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, and I already said Karazhan, so we can move on.
Okay, so recently on WoW Insider, they posted an article about class popularity and actually singled out one class as being, you know, the least popular class in the game right now, which is Rogue. And they're saying that Rogue is the only class that actually significantly fell in popularity since Pandaria dropped, whereas other classes like Priest and I believe Shaman only dropped just a tiny bit, and then the rest of the classes either stayed as popular as they were before, like Druids and Hunters, or they became more popular. So this poses the question of, are the developers going to, you know, look at this, and are they going to spice things up for the least popular classes, or do they look at this at all? Is this useful data, or is this just a time where we can look at the data as players and we can, you know, scoff at Rogues for being, you know, so horrible that people don't want to play them, even though I believe they're really fun. But so what do you guys think?
Sorry, I might have missed it, but how did they get this data? Like, how did they come to this conclusion? Was this WoW Census, or what was this?
I don't know. Let me look it up. Hold on.
It's based on, I think it said max level characters. of that class?
Let's see here.
So it's something that's running, that's something that's skimming the armory then.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do whenever they pull data out. They always scan the armory, and they create graphs out of that. I mean, I don't know how else they would get data.
It doesn't look like it was mentioned, but mages almost dropped as much as rogues, according to this.
I was going
to
say the exact same thing, which actually surprised me, since mages have been a pretty popular character for the bulk of this time.
Yeah, and that looks is like true.
It looks like the hemorrhaging of warlocks has stopped, which is kind of nice.
And really surprisingly, though, from Cataclysm to Mists of Pandaria, monks have grown significantly.
Who would have guessed?
I don't know.
Well, one thing, too, and just from my plucking of five mans, I've seen a real uptick in the number of hunters and warriors that are in my five mans when I look at this graph. Warriors, from the pre-launch to launch of Mists, really took an uptick, and then hunters have had an odd steady increase for several expansions now, which we always give them a bad hunt hard name. I was really surprised that this class maintained, although it does dawn on me that
they still deserve that name, but
well, true, but they probably every one of those expansions they've re-engineered the hunter to maybe bring back intrigue into the class, and then that's why it's been maintaining its popularity. So who knows? But mages and rogues are falling off, although the quantity of rogues is far less than mages.
Yeah, that's, I think, what the point of the article is that you see rogues and they've fallen off significantly, but they were already, not a very popular class as it was. But I'm assuming they got all their data from Armory. It doesn't say, but the guy that does it, like, I'm sure he's taking the data from like high level characters, you know, level 90. So
I hardly ever see warlocks when I'm pugging, but I guess, yeah, they've gone up, and it makes sense based on all the kind of changes they did to the class, and everybody kind of wants to see like the new pets and everything you can kind of do with that. I'm also surprised that monks are still relatively low. I know it's new, but, you know, it seemed like for a while there when you were kind of leveling up, there was monks everywhere. But, yeah, in Endgame, I rarely see monks in Endgame. Rarely.
And some of the data, I'm looking at the sources that come from wow.realmpop, realmpop.com.
How about Realm Pop?
Oh, look at that.
Realmpop.
That was awesome.
Shut up. I'm tired and I'm on drugs. There's tonight's show title, Real M-Pop.
I have, really quick, I'm not going to say it yet because I don't know if I should even say it, but I have a story that is equally terrible about somebody not being able to read, write, and it has to do with pornography.
Thanks.
So
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Grandpa, but Shane's story involves porn, so he
wins.
Yes,
I was excited. You go ahead. You have precedence.
Okay. So my cousin and our friend are terrible people. Let me get that out of the way. And they look up the most random porn for fun, like girls farting on cakes. I don't get it, but they think it's hilarious. So
wait, that's actually a thing?
Yeah, because I heard it, and it was the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's confection farting.
Okay, now I want to know like how many listeners just paused the show to like Google it out of morbid curiosity.
I hope they did.
Google confection farting.
Would the percentage be higher or lower than the number of rogues currently playing World of Warcraft?
Sounds like some terrible Price is Right game. anyway, so
higher.
Things that, what?
Nothing.
I don't know what you're laughing about.
I'm making myself laugh. Go ahead.
Okay, so they're looking up other things that may or may not have involved eels going somewhere, and it led them to a link. And they're like, what's peel over mean? We got to get this porn next. Well, it's not peel over. It's pee lover. The end of my story.
So I have a breaking news that I laughed so hard and fast at that I knocked over my phone that was charging and I broke my new lightning adapter for my iPhone 5.
Oh, those replacements.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. The thing just snapped, and the little receptacle where you charge it stuck inside the phone. Fucking Steve Jobs.
He's dead. You have to curse Tim Cook.
Fucking that fag Tim Kirk. Cook. It's stuck in here.
Shame
oh my
on
fucking
you.
God. This is ridiculous.
Wow stories you know, now.
I can't
yeah,
imagine.
Yeah, go back to Wow Stories while I get some tweezers.
I want to hear him say fucking again.
Fucking.
Grandpa, while you say such stupid things, I can't imagine that karma breaks off lightning adapters in your phone.
Why do you beat me while I'm down?
Okay, anyway, so we're done talking about class popularity?
Yeah!
Okay. No, I don't have a story about porn. I already did that one. So my next story has to do with not World of Warcraft, really. Final Fantasy XIV, we've talked about before on the show, I think. Because me and Rob used to play it for a minute, and then it was terrible. Well, everybody knew it was terrible, and we Square shut it down and apologized. Now a whole new team is working on making it better. Well, the producer guy of the new version of Final Fantasy, he actually took over before the end of the old one. And the way the old one ends is this moon falls down from the sky, and it ends up being a prison for a big dragon, and the dragon wipes out the entire world, like under fire and stuff. It's pretty neat looking. Well, an interview came out with him from the, I think it's a website, Game & Watch, and he actually said that the way he chose to destroy the world was inspired by Cataclysm from WoW. He is a World of Warcraft player, and he's played other MMOs, but that's my story. He kind of paid homage to Deathwing via Bahamut in his game.
That's really interesting because WoW is still not available and not very popular from what I understand in Japan, right?
I don't know. That would have been a good thing to look up, I guess.
From what I remember, we had a listener tweet us about this before. It was Picaruno, I believe. And no, it's not officially available over there, but, you know, people have ways just like they do in Brazil for a long time before they finally officially released it there. You know, they have ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I really like the story of I read the whole the whole backstory to put all of that in context, because after the video that I watched for Final
it's
Fantasy
beautiful.
14, it's really pretty, but you don't really understand it unless you know what's going on. You know what I mean? So I read the whole backstory. It was pretty cool. So, anyway.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, it's interesting that, you know, games like Final Fantasy probably influenced WoW a little bit, and now here's WoW in turn influencing Final Fantasy. But supposedly that first version of Final Fantasy 14 was supposed to be more WoW-like. Like, I remember when they were saying that, like, oh, well, Final Fantasy 11 was based off EverQuest. Well, Final Fantasy 14 is based off WoW. I'm like, I don't think it had anything in common with WoW.
It had people playing it for a small amount of time. That's kind of similar to WoW.
New Final Fantasy 14 I see more in common with. Now that I'm looking at that battle system, I can kind of see, oh, that must be like global cooldown, and the action bar is starting to look a little more like WoW, even though the look and feel kind of looks like 11 in HD.
Apparently that's just in the videos we've seen. There were some leaked ones that got taken down right away that showed it much more fast-paced than what we've seen.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh my god, I can't wait to play this game. Bye, WoW.
Somebody got their World of Warcraft in my Final Fantasy.
Thankfully.
All right. Well, I got one more story for you guys, and this is about the unfortunate things that happen in the World of Warcraft sometimes, and that would be harassment. There was a blue post this week from Dexari who talked about basically, you know, what to do with harassment. And this is because somebody had actually posted a thread in the official forum saying, hey, Blizzard, what are you doing about, you know, harassing people and bad people? And this was kind of pointing at some things that are going on in League of Legends. You know, what, you know, they're stepping up their game. What are you doing? Well, here's how the blue post goes. Harassment is a serious issue, and we've dedicated significant resources towards dealing with it. In fact, we have a large support team, and we've, comparatively, recently implemented faster tools to deal with harassment. If you're experiencing harassment in-game, there's a few steps to take. Don't respond or get involved in an argument. Stopping to use language that violates our policies simply opens yourself up to suspensions and doesn't accomplish anything. Seriously, don't do it. So the whole, you know, don't stoop to their level, take the high road, and all that stuff. Do right-click report. If it's offensive language, report as language. Use slash ignore to close the lines of communication. And if the harasser tries to go around that, logs into an alt and texts you anyway, place that character on ignore, open a support ticket to report ongoing harassment, and include that phrase and the offending player's name, realm, the exact phrase they used to harass you, and that they bypass the ignore feature to do so. Please be detailed. Our support team works hard, but they aren't wizards, mostly. And then they go on to say on the forums, you can downvote and use a report there. You won't receive notification when another player receives any kind of disciplinary action due to our privacy policies, but rest assured that we like to make sure that everyone is on the same page regarding what constitutes acceptable conduct in-game. All right, so most of that... I know, right? Here's the thing. Most of that is probably stuff you already know. But I think people get irritated with this because of the fact that Blizzard goes out of their way to protect player privacy. I'm not sure why they do that. I don't think there's laws that they have to protect player privacy. But I've heard these reports in the same thread and other places around the net where, you know, you report people for such extreme harassment only to see that player running around Orgrimmar later like nothing has happened. And so I think people feel very frustrated that Blizzard has done nothing because, to their eye, they've done nothing. So here's my question to all of you. Does Blizzard need to do more about harassment?
Yes. In-game? Definitely, yes.
Shane, elaborate?
Yes, period.
Why?
Because it's annoying to play with people that are so frustrating to play with and that just, you know... I know it's a game. I know it's the internet. I know there's that wall of anonymity. But at the same time, there's also being a decent human being. And so many times now in dungeons and stuff, I see people just, you know, make me think that we should all die and, you know, no more humans.
That maybe the end
if that's what I have to look forward to for the rest of the world, then I don't want there to be any humans.
Then the end of the world should happen on the 21st, is what you're saying.
No, because there's calendar mess ups and it's like already happened, whatever. No, but okay, here's an example of, and you know, it didn't bother me so much, but it was just, why do I have to deal with this? I'm on my lobby shaman, I'm in a group. The very first thing the tank says as soon as we get in is, I just turned 18 today and I just got hammered and so I might suck or whatever, or, you know, we might die because of me. I'm like, whatever. So he runs up, grabs everything he possibly can. You know, I'm keeping him alive as best I can. And, you know, the DPS is doing their job. And he just kind of leaves us. And we're like trying to fend off three enemies by ourselves. And then he dies, yells at us, calls us all the worst names possible, and then disconnects.
That's what were the names?
Terrible, terrible names.
Mm. Words, but you've probably used on this show, Grandpa.
Oh, okay, yes. Good. I'm glad I understand.
But why should I... And it kind of goes back to what our guest said last week. Why should I support Blizzard if they're just going to let people like that run rampant and not do anything about them? I mean, I'm supposed to make this game what I want it to be. Well, I want to go run dungeons, and then I have to deal with that. Yeah, it's just one person, but that happens so often nowadays. So if that is totally harassment, the way they talk to us or treat us, and I think that they should be punished and that I should get something back in return. Like, you know, free time.
A blue pet.
A blue pet, yes. I'll take a blue pet.
I know you, Shane.
Grandpa or Extifer, does Blizzard need to take down this wall they've put up behind the privacy of the offenders?
Well, I mean, I don't know what they can do, but I mean, when I the most notable thing that I notice whenever that affects me the most is when you go into an LFR and people almost immediately start talking about kicking people, you know what I mean? Because their numbers might be low or something like that. And like, I think they need to do something, but I don't know what they can do. I mean, you literally see people bullying people in LFR, like constantly calling people names and all that stuff. And it's just trade chat to a whole new level, and it's really annoying. But what can they do? I mean, how can they modify people's behaviors? I mean, when it's ultimately these people's choice on how they act.
You can modify behavior through electroshock therapy. Just send a signal through the keyboard or something.
Well, let me throw this out there and see what you guys think of it. I mentioned that this whole thing started because League of Legends is making some changes, and you know, I don't know what you guys have heard about League of Legends. I haven't really played a lot of League of Legends. I've watched somebody play it. That's about my experience with it. But I've heard their community is awful. That they're awful, 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 and that they're just so mean to new people and so forth. That's what I've heard. That's you know, if you're a League of Legends player and you think I'm full of it, tough, because that's the word that's getting back to me, is that it's full of just really mean people. And if you don't have friends to play with, forget it. So obviously Riot Games has probably heard that same thing, and they're trying to buck the trend. So they have this whole thing called Tribunal, where offending players get penalized. I don't know what that entails, because
right.
I don't know the game. Do you know more about
Matt,
that?
My boyfriend knows all about this. He actually participates in it.
Yeah. What happens to the tribunal?
Well, they have a review. Mm-hmm. I mean, based on people's comments and everything, they totally he says it works. I don't know. I can't give you all the details and specifics, but I know he participates in it. And if he sees somebody bashing somebody else, like, be, you know, not based on gameplay, but based on, you know, just being mean and stuff like that, like, he'll report them. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is they have the community step in, and they all look at a transcript. Basically, you can go on their forums and look at a transcript of what happens, and basically the community has a say so on whether the person was right or wrong.
I don't know if I trust the Warcraft community with that decision. Sorry, not sorry.
It's I'm sure that the people that actually have the ability to go in and look and everything, I'm sure that it's not just every person. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not the entire community that's able to see.
Maybe
it.
Like the MVP type people, like,
yeah. I mean, that's what I've been assuming. Mm-hmm. Okay. He could tell us more about it if he's ever able to, like, guest on our show or whatever.
Of course, but. Let me read this part too. This is a quote from Travis George, who's the lead producer, because this is the other part that, you know, like, none of us are going here with our answers for Warcraft, and maybe we should be. Quote. It's not only tribunal and removing players, incentivizing positive behavior and thinking about why people are upset in those games. So trying to fix those and address those root problems. So not a single one of us, not in this news story, not in this discussion or yet, have talked about, well, what about instead of punishing the bad people, we incentivize the good people. We've talked
what
about
could
this.
You do, though, for them? We've that people won't cry that it's not fair.
Well, this has come up on the show before, and the suggestion that I made or somebody made was that we have a system similar to the like button on Facebook. And when you run a random dungeon with people that you kind of enjoy, you like them. And that there's achievements and or pets and or mounts tied to the number of likes. I'm not talking upvoting and downvoting all Reddit style. I'm just talking about the good stuff, the gold stars, whatever they want to call it in World of Warcraft, the good marks. Of course, I think.
But who's going to take the time to do that for other players? It's I don't see that working.
I don't know. I would. If there's some people I've really enjoyed running with, and yeah, I would definitely want to see them again, and maybe it would be something where I'd be more likely to get paired with those people later on. Like, I don't necessarily want to put them on my friends list. Like, I don't want to, like, hang with them all the time, you know, but I wouldn't mind running into that person again. Now, something that was brought up at the time, I think by Extifer, and wow, I have a good memory if this is right, but I think he had said, you might find yourself in situations where the tank says, upvote me now or I'm going to quit. Like, things like that. And
mm-hmm. So it should be like some sort of anonymous thing you don't see happen to you.
Yeah, it needs to be anonymously after the dungeon.
Or it could be after you finish something with another player, like, be it a, you know, PvP map or something like that, where where the goal of the whole instance that you're in is already met. So then you have the ability to go in and, you know, like the performance of whatever, whoever is in your group or whatever. And if you don't want to do it, you just, you know, leave the instance. But if you do want to take the time to, it's almost like finish our survey at the end of our call.
It's like calling a call center, like calling Comcast or something. And then at the end, would you like to take a survey about the customer service?
Yeah, but you know what? The way that this would, be used to as an incentive for players to do that is to maybe reward achievements for even participating in that.
Like how Jack in the Box will give away a $10,000 gift card. I swear every freaking restaurant I go into now gives you the receipt and says, be sure to take our survey online and enter to win a $5,000 gift card. I don't know why all the...
Maybe WoW could start sending out a $5,000...
Free months.
Or 5,000 G.
Just give away free months of Warcraft.
Yeah, you have a chance to... You know, if you fill out the survey, then you have a chance to win 5,000 gold.
Grandpa, would you fill out a survey to win 5,000 gold?
Sure. Just go to the AARP.
In your case, yes. You can donate it to whatever charity you like.
I appreciate that. No, well, AARP, American Association of Retired Peoples.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, where
you know AARP. You're older than I am. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can't... stop stupid, and there is enough maturity in Warcraft to reward immaturity. You can't send them to a tribunal or anything like that from other ideas. All the ideas are sound ideas. The player base is too large and too... I'm going to forego any other words. That can handle that type of responsibility. I think surveys post-raid and all that are a little overzealous, but maybe something like if you haven't abandoned or get that deserter debuff in 50 consecutive five-man pug heroics, then you get a pet or an achievement or gold or a chance for gold or a rep item to drop to boost your rep by 1,000 points or something like that. Little things like that I think would go a long way. That would incentivize me to not abandon five-mans if it's something I've already ran or don't have the mood for doing it. Maybe one that seems to be repeating over and over again, but it goes back to how much or how little do you reward the players. You'll never make them happy. So do you offer nothing or something and take the heat either way?
The more I'm thinking about it, the more I do kind of like the idea of the tribunal. And like maybe they should pick like one particularly very bad case a month and just, you know, make a big media spectacle about it, you know, televise it on the forums. You know, here's some theme music that could go with that. Oh, God. Damn it. Damn my comic timing. I got screwed by an ab on YouTube.
Up.
I did.
You're stupid.
Do that again, Rob. We'll just hit rewind.
Now it's not funny. I got screwed.
Yeah, I was thinking funny anyway.
Of the TV show. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
That got canceled years ago.
But you know, if they broadcast it even over the internet, they're gonna have people try to be so bad that they get on the broadcast.
That's true. And then the Warcraft bullying and pranking and then lead to suicides like in Europe.
The Warcraft People's Court. I can see it now. All right.
Can you see an orc and a troll walking inside in suits into people's court?
This is the plaintiff, Zug Zug.
some Draenei paladin is the judge. You have been judged. You see that small hammer of justice falling down over the plaintiff.
All right. To register participation for this week's episode of Horde House at VogNetwork.com, use the passphrase oil. Let's get past the news because now we're just being stupid. All right.
I have breaking news.
What?
I honestly do. No, besides my fucking charger breaking, which I posted a picture on Facebook. So, yeah, sad face. About 20-ish minutes ago, 5.1 hotfixes were announced, if anyone's curious.
All right.
Real quick, they're super tiny. Anyone who's more into PvP will find this of interest. I had read a couple of stories for tonight. One of the critiques is that there's a lot of burst damage that happens with trinkets in PvP, and is that good or bad? And for mages, if a fire blast is modified by a glyph of fire blast, and is used to detonate a frost bomb, the resulting frost bomb now deals half damage than it did before. And warriors taste the blood only stacks once versus other players instead of three. Those are pretty significant because they in these posts back and forth with Ghostcrawler and others, there's a banter between warriors and mages having really good burst damage that was they felt unbalanced. There's some quests that no longer place players in the wrong phase, and they are listed out here. Battle fatigue healing reduction debuff has been increased to 30%. It was 15. The Mogu enemies in the ruins of Agwadai now correctly drop loot when slain. Creatures of Molten Core, Blackwing Lair, and AQ, Temple of AQ, are now deal the correct damage intended for pre-mists of Pandaria damage values. And quick bug fixes, abilities that should break on damage now correctly have a chance to break on damage when damage is absorbed. Those include Psychic Scream, Hex, Intimidating Shout, anything that pretty much roots you. Or polymorphs you. So interesting little bug fixes there, but the big one that stuck out for me was the warrior and the mage damage tweak. So that is breaking news as of about 20-ish minutes ago.
Well, I'm not too surprised because they've been saying for a couple days now that those were some big issues in PvP. So those nerfs were already...
Yeah, they're bound to happen.
You know,
so
they knew they were coming.
All See, right. I do investigative reporting, Rob.
Well, thank you. It was our little reporter on the street segment. I would cue up the breaking news theme we use on OLR, but I'll just get fucked over by another ad that'll screw my timing up. All right, let's move into our weeks in Azeroth, where we talk about the types of things that we have been doing in the World of Warcraft this week, or lack thereof, question mark. Let's start tonight with Extiver.
What have I been doing?
I see you on a lot. You've been doing something. Dailies?
Dailies, I guess. No, I talked about that last week. I did LFR. Yeah, so I've been doing stuff. I actually have been playing WoW and stuff.
Yes, that's what the segment is about. You don't remember what you've been doing?
That's all I've been doing is just playing, like, doing dailies. I mean, I haven't really... There's nothing really to talk about.
That's all there is to
do. Why do you do dailies if you're exalted? Is it about getting money? Is it about getting those coins for bonus?
No, I'm not exalted with the dominion or whatever. Domination point.
Oh, I thought you were exalted. Oh, the new one. Okay.
Yeah, the new one. If I'm doing other dailies, it's just purely to get gold. And I've broken 10,000 gold again.
Wow.
And so I'm just trying to hold on to that, and I don't know. I don't really have there's not really a goal I'm going for this time around in WoW, so I'm just kind of going with the flow. You know, whatever is there in front of me, and, you know, whether it's a raid or whatever, I'm just having a good time.
All right, fair enough. Shane, how about you? How was your week?
I raided. Mm-hmm. That was it.
You haven't been feeling WoW lately. What's
up? No, kind of burned out completely, and I haven't even been doing dailies.
This expansion's already over for you?
Feels like it.
Why?
Like, I just don't care. I try to care, and then I log on, I jump around in Panda Town. I'm like, uh-oh. Hey. I did that at the end of Wrath in Dalaran. I did that at the end of Cataclysm in Orgrimmar, but I'm already doing it at the beginning of Pandaria.
That's not really telling our listeners what's up, though. Why aren't you feeling it now, but you were feeling it in Cataclysm? What's the difference? What happened?
I don't know. Did I tell you something that you're trying to get out of me?
No, I'm legit trying to figure out. You know, a lot of folks say this expansion has been one of the best, and Cataclysm not so much. So I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to figure out. Like,
I'm just not having fun at 90. Like, I have a total good time taking characters up to 90, but when I hit 90, I'm not liking the game at all. I can't explain it beyond that.
Is it the dailies? Is it really?
I haven't even been doing dailies. So as much as I hate dailies, I can't blame it on only dailies because I haven't been doing them to make me hate them.
What about pet battles?
I still haven't really done pet battles. Maybe that'll be something for me to do for a little while to keep my interest. But like, even raiding is not that fun to me right now. I haven't been doing LFR.
you know, I had a good enough time last week. It's fun to play with people you like, but I don't really want to go this week. The end.
I'm going to comment because I don't especially think that raiding is like the best thing ever. You know, like even playing in Pandaria, some of the fights are really fun. I'll give them that. Like, I really like the boss with the flanking, you know, the one that we just downed. The one that
has like the four different
phases. Yeah. That's the thing, is that they're not even that interesting enough for me to remember the names.
Yeah, I don't
the bosses. But I mean, when I'm with you guys and I'm doing it, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Otherwise, I don't go to bed thinking, oh, I can't wait till next week so I can get that next piece of gear. Like, it's not. My mind is not drawn to gear anymore or whatever. Like it was when I did more of the hardcore raiding, like back in Wrath and the beginning of Cataclysm.
And to that point, like, since I'm not really doing anything but jumping around in Panda Town, I'm not getting better gear. So at some point, I'm going to start holding the raid back. Like, I'm no longer vying for top DPS. I'm like middle of the pack, and that kind of sucks. But you know, it's as much effort as I've put into getting better gear. I can only blame myself. But I can't even tell you the bosses' names. We did freaking Dragon Soul so much, and it was fun that I could tell you all the bosses' names there when we were playing it. I could probably still do it, but I know Puppies is the first boss, and then the second boss. I don't know his name. Third boss is Troll. Fourth boss is the four things. And then Elegon, because he has a cool name. I don't know anybody else's name, because I can't get into it. And now it's sad.
Did Rob get crit or something? Like, no. He's not talking.
I'm here. I just thought I'd let him finish a sentence, because I talk too much. I don't know. Let me talk about my week a little bit, because actually I got to admit, I don't find that I'm logging in to do a lot at 90 either. And I don't really know what that's all about. Like I kind of still try to do my daily dungeon. Like I finally upgraded my last blue. So I've spent 4,500 justice points on upgrades. So obviously I've been running something. And
that is a good thing they've implemented, by the way. I know I was crapping on it like a few weeks ago, but I think the justice points and the valor point upgrades are pretty nice.
Yeah, it's kind of given me something to run dungeons for, and now I'm on the valor points, and it's like, well, even if I don't want to do all the dailies to get that gear, at least I could upgrade the gear that I've got out of the raids, you know. So I have something I can kind of work on, so that's kind of nice. So I try to get a little bit of valor every day. But if I miss a day, I don't feel like, oh God, I'm holding everything back like I did before. Like, I don't know. It's not that serious this time. I don't know. And like, yeah, the dailies thing, I'm just really not interested in doing it. And then I haven't really been doing a lot of PvP. I probably should try to do more of it, but all I hear are these stories about how imbalanced it is. So it kind of makes me not want to do it. So I don't know.
I still have a 450 belt on my mage. It's really sad.
But I will say, for me, one thing that's been really fun is that I've been leveling my alt. So, Shane, maybe you and I have more in common with where we're at in the game than I thought. Because
I'm currently like leveling 3 alts.
One
it
thing
keeps bringing me back.
My monk is level 57 and a half, so he's about to go to Outlands Joy. And then, like out of nowhere, I started working on my Alliance Shaman yesterday. I was like,
what level is your Alliance Shaman?
24 now, maybe 25 after I did some dungeons last night. Totally random, right?
Yeah, what was it, a healer, a DPS?
DPS, because I was like, I just want to chain lightning over and over and top the charts.
Oh, yeah, it's a cheater move.
So I don't have it yet. You don't get it till like 30. So, yeah, that was pretty much my week. The monk has been, I've actually been really enjoying tanking on my monk, but I refuse to do those level 50 instances. So ever since I did Sunken Temple, all I've been doing, I did Winter Spring. I did every single quest in Silithus and got the achievement.
Oh my god.
Yep.
None of my characters have that achievement.
You should get a feat of strength for that.
It's only 19 quests on Horde. I don't
That's still
it's still
many.
A lot. It's like 19 quests too many.
They took a lot. Yeah. I think they took a lot out. Because you know, I remember you used to do more stuff in the little bug hives, and there was a whole bug town, and maybe that was just a druid thing or an alliance thing. But like, I didn't touch any of that, and I got an achievement. So, and there's a whole little caravan right when you go into Silithus. They didn't give me shit for quests. So either it's alliance, so I didn't get it, or it's I thought I remember
like a chain quest or something.
Maybe, I don't know. So yeah. I did all of Silithus. It wasn't even with the monk buff, the enlightenment, the plus 50%, the heirlooms. All of Silithus took me from 55 to 57. No, maybe 54 to 57 and a half. So I have to go to Blasted Lands. I have no choice.
Oh, but that's a fun area. I like Blasted
Lands.
Well,
I will say this, though. Now that I am leveling and I'm questing instead of doing dungeoning, I'm feeling that cross realm zone pain, and it is irritating.
Yes.
Like, when I have to kill one stinking ogre, and they're all dead because some level 80 is going around killing them all, like, oh my god. And it's not even my server, like, just irritating.
And the worst part is, if you look at your time, it's on your clock, it's probably you're in their server, and not even your own, so you have to be mad at yourself for being transported there to their server and dealing with them.
So there you go. That's been my week. Most, for the most part, outside of the Cross Realm Zone incidents, it's been really good. Or really good. Yeah. Grandpa, I think you're the only one that hasn't gone. How was your week?
Oh, I was asleep for most of that. What was going on?
And yet you want to talk? How was your week in Azeroth?
Working on the mage bit. I'm in. I think I'm nearly exalted or just past exalted now with Tillers and Revered with a couple others. Working on those, just grinding those out. I started getting the cookie crumb quest blah, 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 to go over to ancestral what again? Celestial what? What's the one? The ancestral something or other?
No idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. One of the damn factions. I can't remember them all. Anyway,
August Celestials.
Yeah,
the one I just got exalted with.
Yeah, that one. Sure. So I'm working on that one next, I guess. I am having a fun time WoW-villing. Really thought I wouldn't, but I am. I'm really focused on getting that fourth little chunk of my farm finished and put plants there and make moats of harmony and do all my tailoring crap. On a side note, Chingy Chong is still 50 and resting up. Now that the 8th anniversary buff is gone, all I have left is the guild buff to try and work on him. But similar to Shane and as we say in the South, all y'all, once you hit 90, it's just rep grinding. And I guess you could do challenge dungeons, but those haven't really caught on. You could do scenarios, but those are getting mixed reviews. It's funny. I don't know whether it's too much, too wide variety of ideas or things to do, or the ideas behind what's available to do at 90 isn't picking up. I'm trying to get... I still have a green belt and green feet. I'm trying to upgrade so I can get into the next level of LFR raids. So that's my bit there. I also did upgrade my 400 high something ring to try and get me a few ticks higher. So I did an upgrade with some valor points, and then I decided to hold off on... I think I did upgrade something with Justice. So I played that for a little bit, and that helped a touch. But... the playing's been minimal. Obviously, last week was Dallas. Holidays are coming up. So, it's been an interesting week in the world of Azeroth. I was waiting for that, actually. I kept rambling on purpose, waiting for you to put in a sound effect or just use your own huge schnoz to be a snoring on there. So.
All right, let's get to some of the plugs, and then we'll talk about other stuff. One other character I played this week was my character on Drenden, on the Best Little Horde House Guild, my druid over there, Gordita, who's 85, and I need to be leveling her. I'm trying to do it through PvP, so it's very slow going. But yes, if you want to join the fun over there, Best Little Horde House Guild on Drenden. We are in the Guild Finder Horde side, of course, so check us out. That is U.S. servers. Sorry to our friends overseas, but until Blizzard lets you guys roll over here and we can roll over there. That's just the way it is.
America!
You can catch the premieres of our show every Wednesday at the Voice of Geeks Network, VogNetwork.com, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, right after Girls Gone Wow. The show does, I don't plug this a lot, but the show does repeat later in the evening, 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern, again, after Girls Gone Wow. Also, check out my other show, Orange Lounge Radio, if you like general video gaming. You want to hear us talk about Wii U or whatever else is going on in gaming. Orange Lounge Radio, Sunday nights live at VogNetwork.com.
Or like I played the Devil May Cry demo this week, and it was fan-freaking-tastic.
You liked it?
I played it,
that game was
too.
So good.
Yeah? I've got the Ni No Kuni demo waiting for me to play.
That's really good. Oh, my gosh. Don't forget about Devil May Cry. Play that.
Oh, no. But the guy in Devil May Cry is so hot.
No, he is. I agree. So you should play that, but you should play Ni No Kuni.
I watched a friend play the Devil May Cry demo, so I at least saw the characters. And then I have XCOM I need to play right now. And Shane, I don't know if you heard Orange Lounge Radio, but I have the full game of Silent Hill Book of Memories that I've been playing.
Yeah, I did hear that, yeah. And it sounded just as interesting as when I played it.
Ooh, I saw, by the way, I went to the XCOM panel in PAX, and I thought it was really interesting. The people that made that game really, really love, like, that game.
Oh, yeah, I remember the old PC one, so I was interested in this one, and I played the PC version for, like, 2 seconds over at... Spike, Captain Spike from Game Buoy had it, and I told this exact same story on OLR. I'm sure he appreciates the plug twice. I played just like a little bit, like the first stage at on his computer over Thanksgiving, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I want to play the full one, so I have it waiting on PlayStation 3.
Right on. I saw my boyfriend play Far Cry 3, the beginning of it, mm-hmm. yesterday, and that is really done very well, so I think I'll be playing that too.
Yeah, Loki on Orange Lounge Radio has had a lot of great things to say about Far Cry 3, so I'm curious about that one. And I got to play Walking Dead. Anyhow.
I got to see Walking Dead being played. Oh my gosh, we are totally going off the rails here.
I know, right?
But still, that game is excellent. I got to see my brother-in-law, Flaco Jones. See, I'm tying it back into our show. He bought it over the weekend, so I got to see him play a little bit of it. Anyway.
All right, so for more general gaming chat, check out Orange Lounge Radio. It's kind of like this, but not really. All right, anyhow, let's get to the Facebook question of the week, shall we?
That means I have to find the page. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I got it. You can start my music. All right, this week's question of the week is, WoW is more than just an MMO. It's books, comics, toys, and sometimes drinks. So what other aspects of WoW do you partake in? And we got a lot of answers, and I only put it up today, so I'm just going to continue to wait till the last minute because it gets more responses.
Just so you guys know, he waits for me to text him in all caps. Where is the Facebook question?
And then I reply, I'm at work. It's true, that's what I said. So, Jimmy B says, all of the above, colon X, which is a smiley face thing. Dark Sakura says, I started a webcomic with Sunshine once. Jimmy says,
did they even publish one? I don't mean to sound rude.
I don't remember.
I don't think they published a one. There was a comic in my head.
That's cool.
It's true. It is the truth.
Have we thought about bringing on their show to Vogue? Oh, wait.
What? I'm like, Jamie's show is...
No, I'm sorry. The Fabulous Flames. Have we thought about bringing on that show to Vogue? Oh, wait.
It, fool. All right, moving on.
I don't remember where I was at. Okay, yeah. Jimmy says, I pretty much stick with the game. I did read the Sunwell manga one day at Barnes & Noble, and I bought the Jaina book for my wife's Kindle. I forget what he used to go by. Tasselhoff? I'll just say Ryan B. Ryan B says Moonguard sex and nothing after that, so he just says Moonguard sex.
Meaning real answer.
What?
Meaning that was the real answer.
Yes, because he definitely did not put anything after that, and I'm not just choosing not to read it. He may like the books because they're full of lore, but mostly Moonguard sex. Stephen M. says, I like the novels. I also have a Horde window sticker for my car. Peaker Uno says comics and very rarely TCG 2, which is the trading card game. Oh, and plush toys and t-shirts. And I was subscribed to the magazine when it first came out. Oh, and I got one of those mouse mats. I guess that's a mouse pad. With my character on it. I can quit at any time, is what he pretends.
Sure.
Jalen X, something like that, says none, because most days I'm ashamed to tell my friends I play WoW, even though I'm in one of the best guilds on Stormreaver and have an amazing priest, like carrot_carrot, ... It's a dark, dirty secret of mine.
So wait, he's in the Warcraft closet, basically. Like, he doesn't want to tell any of his friends that secretly he's a level 90 priest or whatever he does.
Pretty much. But to be fair, because he's somebody I've never seen on here. So I clicked his name on Facebook, and one of his languages he knows is Klingon. So I don't think it would be a big surprise.
I love that you stalk the listeners who choose to like our show on Facebook.
Well, if they will let that information be public,
it's a privacy lesson. It's a Facebook privacy lesson.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll come look at your profile and then call you out about it later.
Rate my profile, Shane. That should be a future segment.
Anyway, Raginator. Let's not forget WoW, the toilet paper, WoW, the prophylactics, WoW, the deodorant, and WoW, the porn. Also doing the ...
What would WoW the deodorant smell like?
It would Troll just sweat. Be no, it wouldn't be deodorant. It would just be like odorant. Extra stink.
It'll be odorant.
Yeah, pretty much.
When you were listing off that list, I kept thinking, Spaceballs a toilet paper, Spaceballs a flamethrower. The kids love this one.
WoW deodorant is pretty much like moldy cottage cheese in a can, like a little container of deodorant, and you just roll it all over you.
The correct answer is it smells like an anime convention.
Aww. Oh, I thought we already covered that with the moldy cottage cheese.
Right, moving on.
Where am I at? Becky M. says, the novels are awesome. Besides being well-written and entertaining, they help stupid me figure out, and that was her, not me. They help stupid me figure out better what's happening in the game. And this was the actual smiley face. It's a winky smiley face. Tiger Claw says, there was supposed to be a WoW movie, which was originally announced in 2006 from Legendary Pictures, but yeah, there hasn't been any updates on who's directing it. Yeah, it's just not going to happen. Ever.
Like some other
people. It's not the big phenomenon it was back then, anyway.
Like somebody else I know, I think Legendary Pictures ditched World of Warcraft to go make a Mass Effect movie. And I'm 100% being honest. I think that's what's happening.
Are they in charge of the Mass Effect movie?
Yes, sir.
Ah, good choice.
Yeah, and Sam Raimi, like, dropped out of the project anyway.
So. I don't think there's anybody in the project anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, there's people in the projects, all right.
Okay, next is Joey Q says, I have all of the novels and the comic books. Love them. Degenerate Johnny says, I love Warcraft. I've played every Warcraft game from Orcs versus Humans to the Cataclysm expansion. That would... Oh, okay, there's more to it. I was going to say, why not Pandaria? Unfortunately, I left WoW for good last year due to politics, but I'll continue to read the novels and comics because I love the lore. So... I have to hit see more because I didn't realize there's so much more. It's actually not. So it's sometimes. Sometimes I'll wear WoW apparel at cons or gaming events to spark conversations with WoW players new and old. I never collected the cards from the TGC, but I've collected a fair amount of action figures. This Christmas, I'll be getting the Garrosh Hellscream figure, and I'll place him in front of my Garrison Shepherd figures who will be standing over him. Nothing is more... awesome. Then seeing Garrosh about to be executed by Shepard and Garrus, Boondock Saints style. Yay, Mass Effect! And lastly, Matthew H. says, I got the soda a few times. I have always wanted to read the book. Just the one book, apparently. Oh, and that's actually Lugtone X, sorry. Just have not yet. The end. But wait, before the end, we have to all answer, and then there is a bonus question at the end when we're done.
Oh, goody.
So start answering. Yeah,
I'll go. I don't really have the books. I don't think I have any of the clothes. I have the cups from AMPM. They hold water. I don't know. I'm not really into reading the books or whatever. And I get like little pins and other little trinkets and things like that once
little
and again.
Pins, little That's trinkets.
It. Shut up.
Little pins, trinkets.
What do you do then, Extrover? What do you?
Yeah, I get them.
Are you trying to impersonate Jay Leno?
No, I'm impersonating Rob, Captain Obvious. I don't have anything outside of the game, I don't think. Yeah.
Grandpa?
I have a soundtrack. Soundtrack to Wrath of the Lich King, because it's the best one. Boom.
Grandpa?
The aspects of Bois Partaken are paying them $44 a quarter, or whatever that quarterly amount is. It's auto-debited from my credit card. I don't either. The closest thing I got to in the outset of WoW is actually a little bit to what Exfer said. Is I bought the first volume of Video Games Live's music, and included one of those was the original orchestral version of the World of Warcraft theme song. That's really about it. I have met a couple real life people after playing WoW. That's the only other kind of extracurricular activities I do with WoW besides this podcast. And actually, Rob and I met one of them in Seattle.
Yeah, I have this podcast. I don't need any of that other shit, Shane.
Were you directing that at me, or were you telling me it's my turn
to answer? It was your Facebook question, but yes, it's also your turn to answer, I suppose.
I read the books because I think they're good. I used to get the trading cards because I wanted the loot cards. I still have one in my wallet, of all places. It's for the little... fiery green fire stuff that you can have come out of your feet like a demon that I've never used. I don't know what I'm saving it for. But other than that, I never bought the toys that I can think of, and I've never bought the comics. I did get one of the mangas for a present, but that was just a one-off thing. It was that Death Knight one. It was good. It was like reading one of the books. So, yeah, I'm kind of, I don't think there's anything, I don't think there's anything out there now that I really care about. I don't care about the stupid blocky characters or the figurines. So, yep, just the books. I'll just claim the books. But the bonus question is from Dragnus. And the question is, what is your favorite mount that you have farmed or still farming for? My favorite was the green proto drake.
I would say the one that I have, the violet proto drake from doing all the holidays, that I want, Ashes of Alar.
Yeah, Ashes of Alar. Stupid Ashes of Alar.
Extrover?
The question was, what's my favorite mount that I farmed for?
Or still farming for. So you could do one of either or whatever.
Well, my favorite mount that I farmed the ingredients for was my jewel crafting mount. The sapphire one that I had.
Okay.
Then Grandpa?
Farming for a mount? Not only farming for a mount per se, I never really did as a goal. I have been fortunate that mounts have fallen upon me. I won the blue proto drake that falls in Olduar on a tie roll of 96. That was kind of a thing there, and I won a couple of mounts otherwise as well with the raptor from those damn cursed troll dungeons before they went to being revamped. So I never really farmed for a mount, but my favorite mount was the proto drake, as well as the headless horseman drop for me. I got that, so I have the headless horseman mount as well. So that was also a really good one, but never really farmed for one.
All right, is that it for the Facebook question of the week, Shane?
Except for my answer.
Oh, I thought you answered it.
No,
didn't you?
You answered it.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
My favorite one that I've farmed for would probably be the stupid, and I guess I'm not sure if this is really considered farming, but there's a lot of rep grinding. The stupid Sunreaver Dragonhawk. I love that mount. That mount is so cool.
Called it stupid.
Because that is just an adjective I use to describe everything.
Oh, okay.
The one I want is Ashes of Alar. That thing is so pretty. Copy. But I don't think I'll ever get it.
Imagine if they had a blue Ashes of Alar.
They kind of do with the guild phoenix thingy.
That's just because you can't see purple.
But I see it as blue, so it's still blue to
me. Trust me, it's different. All right. If that is it for the Facebook question of the week, then let's get to tweets. Twitter.com/hordehouse is a place where you can send us a tweet, and we might just read it on the show and answer it if it's a question. Let's go to a tweet tonight from Quentin 42503. I'm guessing that's a zip code. Quentin 42503 tweets us and says, "What do you recommend to get past a WoW playing funk?" Shane, what do you recommend to get past a WoW playing funk?
Canceling your subscription.
I knew you're the worst one to answer that. My answer would be,
I saw that tonight before the show started. I was like, I can't help that person out at all because I'm in the same boat.
My answer would be, and honestly, actually, what Shane says is as tongue in cheek as he's being, is not too far from the truth. I'm not saying you should go ahead and cancel, but play something else. Distract yourself with something else for a little while. See if you miss it. See if you miss the people.
And I tried distracting myself with Guild Wars 2, just so you know, and really? I turned that off after like 2 minutes. I got very bored.
I don't think that's going to help. I don't know if another MMO would necessarily help. It might, but I don't know. You might need to go you might need to go on Steam and see what's cheap and try a single player game for a little while. I honestly think that might be the answer. Either you're playing too much WoW, or maybe you do need to take a break. There's one way to find out. Pete Gruno tweets us and says, actually, I should go back. Extrovert Grandpa, do you have any suggestion? Because Extrovert, you've come and gone from WoW, but you're back in it now. What do you think this guy could do?
I don't know. Quit. Like, that's what I did. I quit, one thing that I noticed, actually, and I'm trying not to be too long-winded tonight, but I will say that I find that going and playing a console game for a few hours actually kind of re-energizes my want and desire to do my dailies in WoW. So I don't know what Rob said, play a single player game or a game on a console not necessarily single player, or, do a computer game, like a stupid Facebook game or something. Like, get your mind off of MMOs and then come back to it after that, and you might feel better.
Whatever you do, don't start Mass Effect.
Oh, I'm supposed to start that. So I guess I won't start that then.
No, start Mass Effect.
No, Rob gave me the advice, and I'm not going to start.
Why? No, you never listen to Rob.
Come back to Diablo 3, Extra. We can use you.
But, no. Diablo 3 might be on consoles again, the rumor is.
This rumor again?
They said they actually had – I had the article up here on Massively – .com. They said that Blizzard is running Diablo 3 on consoles internally, and Rob Pardo actually confirmed that they are in fact running it on non-PCs in their workplace right now, but they're just testing it out. Anyway, that's just a side thing.
Well, they need to sell it somewhere. Ba-dum-bum. Grandpa,
Break the Funk, play Bejeweled Blitz on Facebook with me, or Diablo 3.
All right. Peaker Uno,
or bring back Mafia Wars.
Peaker Uno tweets us and says, "Had an awesome week in Azeroth. Went to old dungeons and raids with guildies. Finally saw ICC and cleared Ulduar. Mounts galore." I guess there's a lot of people that still haven't done a lot of the older raids that are kind of getting to experience some of that now for the first time, as there will probably be people that finally get to see Dragon Soul because they weren't really raiding during Cataclysm. Anything that you think maybe players should go back and check out? I'll start. Karazhan.
No.
Okay.
Grandpa, Extrover, Shane, anybody?
So go back and read.
I kind of have a want to see Dragon Soul, even though I know everybody's like burnt out on that because it was just last expansion. I didn't actually see it, so I mean, I might as well go in there, right?
Might as well.
I never actually technically finished Noxramas.
Oh wow!
Oh, you don't want to play that?
No,
I can tell you how it ends. Boss dies.
I think I finished two or three of the wings, but I don't think I ever finished the whole damn thing on my mage because it was an end game raid they threw in vanilla to keep you at bay. They moved it during Burning Crusade, and neither before or after the BC or no, I'm sorry, not Burning Crusade, Wrath. I didn't finish it either. So I wouldn't mind going back and exploring that. I did see a video today of a Death Knight soloing Madness of Darkwing. Darkwing,
like the duck?
Darkwing Duck, sorry. Deathwing. he soloed it. He soloed it, and right at the enraged timer, he was able to pop enough drinks and abilities and crap and survive the debuff, or survive the a couple hits on Berserk, and the dots took him down, and it took a long time, obviously. It's a 10-15 minute fight, but he did it, and barely. So even soloing Kata content, if you haven't finished the content yourself, you might have ability as a Death Knight or maybe in a small group of four to experience that content now. So if you haven't had a chance, go and do it.
All right, let's get to emails. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget the word podcast or some other schmo is going to get all our email. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com is the place to send us emails. Let's start tonight with Virtual Phil.
Now, Rob, what? I demand an accent while you read this.
Why? He's from California. You get a California accent. I know, yeah, he's from Long Beach. He was on the show before. All right. Virtual Phil emails us and says, "Dear sirs, like, oh my God, I've totally remembered to email you guys this week. Woot. Anyways, so like, what's the deal with dailies? What is the deal with dailies?"
There you go. Oh my God.
There you go, Grandpa. All right. JK, hate those damn quests. Instead, I've been immersing myself in PvP and arena lately. I'm really loving the new Silver Shard Mines Battleground. Have you guys tried it yet? No, I missed the Battleground weekend and I'm pissed because I wanted to make it a point to try that Battleground. I still haven't done it. Still! I haven't tried the other one too much. What's it called? The Temple of the Balls or something?
I don't know what it's called, but Matt is having a great time with it right now.
It's actually
he likes it.
It's not too far from what it is. It's the Temple of Kote Mogu, which is actually the raid or the PvP highlight battleground right now for like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it does involve balls. Yes, there's four of them, and it's Murder Ball, but it's four games of Murder Ball all going on at once. It is fun. It's cool. I really need to try Silver Shard Mines though. I've also started doing arena now that my resilience level is getting higher with new gear and such. But can I just say how much I hate druids in arena? Yes, you may. How do they keep regenerating mana nonstop? What the feck? Instead of it's not the bad word. It's not, you know, frack. It's feck. What the feck? Is that a safe word for you, Shane? Are you allowed to say feck?
It's not even a real word.
All right.
I'll say frack. And Frell. Frell is from Farscape. I like my nerdy sci-fi shows.
Will you say Feck from Virtual Phil?
No, I won't.
All right. Is there any one class that has always driven you mad in PvP, aside from the obvious answer, rogues? Love y'all, Virtual Phil. Is there any one class that has always driven you mad in PvP? You took the answer that I would have used, rogues. I honestly, truly cannot think of anybody who pisses me off the way rogues do, especially as a healer. Rogues are horrible. Horrible people. They are bad and they should feel bad. Unless
it's a good thing not many people are playing them.
Unless you're a PvE rogue, then I have no problem with you. Shane?
Grandpa, I don't play PvP. So everybody that's not me that attacks me, those are the classes that give me trouble in PvP that I hate.
Extrovert, Grandpa.
Now that Grandpa just, you know, elaborated. Nope, I don't have anything.
All right. Then, Grandpa, if you don't have a real answer, I'll move on to the next email.
Oh, you bitch. No, rogues are horrible. And I do remember when the paladin bubbles were impenetrable. That pissed me off as well. So, pallies and rogues.
I'll say mages, because I always get polymorphed as the healer, and that's frustrating. I know I can trinket out of it, but that only works so long. All right. One more email tonight. One more eel. I guess I must have been thinking of what Shane was talking
about. Yule tiding?
No, not the eels coming out of orifices, please.
One last email from Perspicacious. Perspicacious.
Wow. I like how you say that, Rob. You're very vivacious.
I'm a vivacious Perspicacious.
Perspicacious.
All right. Good day, boys. Since the show really doesn't seem to have all that many new emailers often, and I've been listening so bloody long, I thought it'd be nice to shoot you on email to say two things. That's very nice of you, by the way. And I'll let you in on a little secret. Do you guys know why we don't have all that many new emailers very often? Because we don't have that many new listeners very often. That's the trick. Get it? All right. The sad thing is, it's the total truth. All right. One, love the show. Keep it up, because I know more than a few people just where I work who look forward to listening each week. Up here in Maine, folks really love you guys.
Does he work in the mirror factory?
It's a she, actually.
Does she work in the mirror factory?
Mirror factory.
Yes, because then that would be more than one person looking forward to.
Do you live in Storybrook, Maine?
I would love to live there. Can I come visit?
Yeah, we want to visit you. Perspicacious.
Close to the bushes.
You didn't let me finish the sentence. Up here in Maine, folks really love you guys. Grandpa, too.
Yay.
That bitch.
In Storybrook, Maine, though?
Yes, in Storybrook, Maine.
Yay.
Listens.
We have total fans there. I bet Snow White's all up in my grill.
All right. Second, I have a question regarding something no one ever really covers, it seems. There's been a lot of fuss and muss over the BWC and all of the staff interviews that Blizzard has been promoting so heavily lately. And it crossed my mind that the reason for this might not be so much that they are gearing up for Titan promotion in anticipation. That seems to be the popular conjecture. But are rather trying to repair the massive rift I've seen appearing between the three classes of players I've encountered in game. As a girl who's played since before day one, my older brother had access to the beta and let me play when he was doing homework. I guess I'm a vanilla old school player. We've been around forever. We're cranky. We're over the hill. And we just want all the new kids off our goddamn lawns, I guess. Oh, well, no wonder you guys are grandpa fans. Then there's Wrath Babies, the folks that came along after or at the end of Burning Crusade to the end of Wrath. The players that I think benefited from the really tight-knit community WoW had at the time. Since Kata, I've noticed that the former two groups have been dwindling considerably in favor of the noobs, God, I hate that word, who joined Kata to Mists of Pandaria era. I noticed a lot of separation between vanilla and Wrath players and the newer and more inexperienced Kata players. Us oldies just seem to either have an apathetic attitude towards them or violent distaste. I gotta stop there for a minute, because I gotta be honest, I don't see the new players the way this emailer does. Now, granted, that just could be the perspective of the guild I'm in, and I think a lot of your play experience is going to be based on the guild you're in, I think. Granted, there is LFR, yes, there are dungeons, yes, and I know you get exposed to the community through a lot of that, but I kind of feel like, because most of my guild is that Wrath Babies BC era with some of the vanilla sprinkled in, like that's who I'm convinced are the only people that play WoW. Do you guys see the faction divide that our email, or excuse me, I shouldn't say that, the classes, the three classes. Do you guys see that the way the emailer does? Shane?
I just see everybody as hateful now.
Everybody's haters?
See them as, I mean, maybe in Kata, I could see the difference between the people that had been playing pre-BC, BC, and Wrath, and then the new Kata players, but now everybody's just like, so terrible. I hate this game.
Grandpa or Extrovert?
I can see a little bit of this. We've mentioned it kind of in passing on past shows, but I can tell, but sometimes I can tell by the way a player carries himself or makes comments or references something that they've been playing for quite some time, and already I know that they should, quote unquote, should have a decent command of how to play, what to expect. But yeah, for those who had the huge jump when they were brought back into the game to jump to level 80, 85, 80, I think it was, they missed all that content, got right to the head of the line, and got a little spoiled, and I think they lack a little bit of maturity compared to some of the older members. But at the same time, I'm not as bitter and senile and old as, you know, get off my lawn and I want my own special little niche to play. I think it's even been proposed before where age brackets of people get grouped together to go out and run as well. But I see a little bit of it, maybe not to the extreme, but maybe I'm also being optimistic that it's not as bad as a Persepius here thinks it is.
You do bring up an interesting kind of person that wasn't necessarily accounted for in these three classes. And I know these are generalizations. I swear I'm not being nitpicky. But like the people who were gone for a while, a lot of the noobs really seem to be people who used to play and left and came back. It's just me. All right. Well, anyway, let me get to the real question that she wanted to ask us. So I've been wondering, how do you all feel about Blizzard's recent interest in the player community? Do you think it's just to get a better rep all around, or is it a more fervent attempt to unite the players again and reforge that tight bond that we all used to share in the gaming community? Long-winded, I know, but I've been stewing over this quite a while. Anyway, you all take care. Much love from the main trapped Aussie and your loyal fan, Perspicacious. From a whole bunch of servers in the U.S. There you go. An Aussie in Maine. That sounds like a mini series or something.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Hold on. What?
It's Belle.
It is from Storybrooke.
Oh my gosh, Belle is my biggest fan. I can't believe it.
All right. Going back to the question that she was actually asking there. How do you all feel about Blizzard's recent interest in the player community? I don't know if you guys know, because I know you don't participate as much in the Twitter talk and all that stuff. But yeah, the developers were on a bunch of podcasts and kind of in the community stuff, like blogs and videos and all that. They kind of just did like a little 1 or 2 day blitz last week. And it did kind of seem to come out of nowhere.
It's somewhat damage control from all the...
Absolutely.
All the angry people lately, for whatever reason. Everybody has their reasons to not be happy with the game right now. And I think they're just trying to quell some of it by showing some good faith, by having, you know, a little bit of insight going on. Ghostcrawler joined Twitter, like, was it right before the expansion came out or right after?
I want to say right after. Zaram's presence has been much greater on Twitter. Yeah,
I know. He's so pretty. He should keep posting pictures on Facebook of him hugging things.
Oh, God. All right.
Zaram, if you're listening, you've got a fan. There's been a turn in their customer care or customer service or their reputation. Maybe it's corporate driven. Maybe it's Activision getting on Blizzard to turn that corner, or maybe Blizzard decided to take it on itself. I think it's helped to, it's supposed to be, its intention is to shore up the loss of subscriptions, potentially, keep that base at least happy for the time being. But while they're a little more catering or more talkative with the player base, a week or two ago, I forgot to mention it for the show, which ran long anyway, but there's a whole list of, Robert would love this, sassy tweets from developers and other Blizzard aficionados, basically saying, you know, tough titties, you can't have that trinket, or no, we're not going to expand that and stop asking for it. They were also equally as blunt with their answers as well on some pretty common topics. So I think their communication to the fan base has really improved.
They got a new community manager, I think. One of the new guys, I don't know their name, but he's been, or he or she has been the one that's been really super blunt with people about things. It's been kind of fun to read.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think the communication is good. Being blunt and open and collaborative is important. Hell, I love that at my own job, let alone on a community forum for a damn video game. So I think it's for the better.
I kind of agree with the notion that they're taking their case directly to the fans, so to speak, when it comes to some of the controversial things in World of Warcraft, dailies and such. They're willing to sit down and answer some of the tough questions, and I applaud them for that. I think they realize that getting in touch with the community is important. This might be a cue. You know, it could be because of the turnover that, you know, we're hearing about. But it could also be that, you know, sometimes Warcraft does take their cue from other games. And I think in this case, the game that they're taking their cue from is League of Legends. Because those guys are really involved with their community, and it's worked very well for that game. And that's a free game. And I mean, not saying that, like, Blizzard set out to rip it off from League of Legends, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you can't help but see that and go, "Ooh, League of Legends has a very passionate community. There's more people that like to stream this game online and talk about it than most other online games. What is it about? What are they doing right?" You know, you got to look at that kind of stuff. We see what happens when games don't engage their community. That's why Final Fantasy 14 got just hosed. I mean, Square Enix was infamous for just giving their community the finger, practically, because that's just not the way a game worked. And now they're bending over backwards to basically say, "Sorry, we fucked up, and this is how we're going to make it right."
Apparently, one of the things that the new producer was talking about in that game, and I know it's not about WoW, but whatever, I don't care. This is a game that I like more right now anyway, was saying that during what they call the 1.0 alpha, which is the first go around for Final Fantasy 14, like, there were all these suggestions by the players on how to, you know, make the game better. And apparently the developers read them and flat out said no to all of them. So anything that could have, you know, benefited the player base at all for the game, they just were like, "No, that's weird. We don't want to do that," no matter what it was.
All right. Well, I think unless anybody else has a comment on this, then I guess we're done with the emails. So thank you very much for the email. And I still want to know how did Belle end up in Maine in the show?
The Evil Queen, she imprisoned her. And then when the kingdom got taken to Maine via a curse, mm-hmm. she stayed locked up. So that's how she's in Maine. That's right, isn't it, Christopher? Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen one, like the first season.
Well, I'm going to imagine that's exactly what happened to our emailer, that she had an evil queen.
Spoilers,
put a
by the
it.
Way, for anybody that... I guess it's a minor spoiler.
And I was like, I haven't watched the show, and I don't feel like it's been ruined.
Oh, it's such a good show.
Yeah, it is.
So, so good.
One of these days. I do like Disney.
Hook is like the best thing to look at, by the way. I mean, you could just pause the show.
The best thing that at least is alive still.
Now that sounds like it could be a spoiler. If you're on Tumblr at all, you can't escape Captain Hook. Even I've seen Captain Hook. Because
he's dreamy. He's got an accent.
All right. That does it for emails tonight. Again, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com if you have an email for the future. That brings us to the end of the show, but not before we take a trip into the unknown, a universe we call Extifer's Pants. Is it a tip? Is it a wrap? Is it another abstention like last week? We'll find out. Extifer, what's in your pants?
Well, Rob, I have two tips this week.
Okay.
All right.
Making up for last week with a double tip.
Yeah, I'm making it for last week with a double tip. I really want to do a wrap, and I was trying to work it out today, but I'm just like, ugh. You know what I mean? You have those times where you're just like, ugh.
All right.
I don't know what to do with it.
Make it work.
I'm having rapper's block.
Make it work.
So, in lieu of my wrap, I thought I would talk about two things that I discovered in game this week. As soon as I can pull up my little notes that I had. And I actually prepared for this. I wrote notes.
I'm proud.
Yeah. So one of the things that I thought was really interesting is that we've been playing around with farming. You know, the Farmville WoW style area. And my boyfriend and I decided that we would plant, you know, the moat. Instead of planting the moats, we would plant the ones that give you either ore or herbs. And it turns out you actually get a lot of each. And when I say a lot, I mean you're getting like trillium ore, you're getting like all kinds of ore, right? Moreover, with the herbalism in particular, you're actually getting golden lotuses like crazy. Like, actually, you get like 16 total plots, right, to farm. And of those 16 total plots, the maximum amount of golden lotuses that Matt has gotten on one day was 9, which is crazy. So, so my recommendation, actually, or my tip, is that if you are wanting to shore up one of your professions, like let's say you know you have herbalism and inscription, but you want to have like jewel crafting as well, my suggestion is actually keep inscription, drop herbalism, and just farm, and then you can actually get the other profession that you want that actually gives you more bonuses or whatever. It's something that actually I've been toying with the idea of doing, and actually I might consider doing because I'm getting so much ore from just farming, and I that way I won't have to actually go out and search for ore, you know, unless they nerf it, which let's hope they don't. But anyways, my other tip is has to do with the Shadowpan dailies. There is a I don't know if anybody on the show is actually familiar with the Shadowpan dailies. Have you guys done any of them?
I did them once or twice. I don't really remember them though.
Yes.
Okay, so the Shadowpan dailies are kind of interesting. They take you out to three different areas roughly within the Townlong steps area. Basically, one of the areas is real close to the daily hub. And then there's another area that's near Nia Zhao Temple that's like a little further away. And then there's another area that is extremely far away that takes a long time to get to. I discovered in that area, by the way, this particular daily hub or dailies, if you get it, is called Omnia Mystics. And that's the island, I guess, that's the furthest island. I discovered, actually, that there is a quest on that island that if you do it, it opens up a portal to the actual daily hub area where you can turn in your quests, which makes it so much easier. It totally cuts down on time when you get this particular dailies group of quests or whatever. If you get that further island, you can actually just port to it, which I thought was really cool. So if you get that Omnia Mystics portion of dailies from Shadowpan, keep in mind that when you go to that island, look around for that quest. It's actually in a cave at the southern part of the island. It's pretty easy to find. And the quest actually takes a while. It requires you to get 1,000 of a certain item. If you kill the right enemies, the enemies drop kind of have large quantities of the item that you need. So it's actually really worth it, I say, for the people that are trying to cut down time while they're doing dailies. So those are my two tips.
Those are some great tips.
Thanks.
I'm just really proud of you for putting work into it.
Whatever. I don't put work into anything.
Even though it was clearly your secretary or whoever you have doing it for you that's typing in the background that we can hear.
It's Matt. He's typing. Oh, he's like, you know, he has work to do. You know what? I have a working man with me.
You found yourself a daddy?
All right. Anyhow, yeah. That brings us to the end of the show tonight.
No. Breaking news.
Oh, God. What?
No, actual breaking news.
All right.
Holy crap. I usually have important things to say. I never waste my breaking news.
I'm really worried about this, but okay, if you have breaking news, then I guess maybe I should cue the breaking news theme, right?
Sure, why not? It's legitimate, for real. Okay. Okay. So until January 1st, Blizzard has cut the prices on their games. The Battle Chest is $5. The Cataclysm expansion is $10. Pandaria is $30. And pretty much all of their pets, except for Cinder Kitten, are half off. So they're all $5 right now. Real breaking news.
So
Thank you.
If you bought a pet for full price, ha ha ha.
Unless it was Cinder Kitten, because that one is still $10.
Well, that's, and that's charity, so that's different.
I bought that one this past week, too. I forgot. Where's my breaking news music?
Me, too, actually.
You didn't have breaking news.
Yeah.
He did earlier.
Oh, well, it wasn't as important.
Well, that means they're trying to get more Warcraft to show up under the Christmas tree or the menorah.
The virtual Christmas tree.
The virtual
tree,
ones.
Right.
Those are all digital goods.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Do you think it'll bring a huge influx of people to the game? I think it'll bring a huge influx of multi-boxers into the game. That's it.
Yeah. It's not going to do anything. Good job.
Multi-boxers count as subs, right?
Yeah, they sure do.
That's all Blizzard cares about, adding to the bottom line.
So in the end, there's going to be four players, and the other 9 million are going to be multi-boxes of those four players.
All right.
But hey, it's extra revenue, right?
Let's end the show. But we
and scenarios.
We can't actually end the
other
show
happy things.
Until we go around and get everybody's final thought. Shane, your final thought tonight.
Why am I still playing this game? I don't even like it.
Grandpa, your final thought.
Well, the results are in, and I don't have a tumor for my legs. That's good news.
I'm glad to hear it. It's not the tumor.
It's not the tumor. But I have what's called, you're going to laugh at this. It's got a Latin name, something I can't pronounce. It's also referred to as tight jean syndrome. Because I guess skinny bitches in your skinny jeans, if you wear your pants too tight, it can cut off restriction to your skin and damage your nerve. So basically, I've got a glorified nerve damage, and no one knows how it's done, and so my leg will remain numb for the rest of my life until it'll heal itself.
Is it just because your pants are too tight?
No, that's what he said. He saw I was wearing jeans and I had like my house keys in my left pocket. He goes, "Oh, well, your house keys are in your pocket. That's probably what's doing it." I'm like, what, quack? Wow. No, I've had my house keys in my left pocket since I was 19 years old. No, that's not the problem here. And then I look it up on Wikipedia, you know, a good source of information. It's factual.
Yeah, of course.
And it's called, I saw it was called skinny pants or tight pants syndrome. I was like, what type of fuckery is this? So it's not life-threatening. It's not harmful. It's more of a party trick. So Rob, when you come to stay the weekend, you just take a fork and stab me in the thigh and I probably won't feel it.
Will do.
Okay.
My final thought tonight is jelly beans are really addicting. I need to stop. And last but not least, Extifer, your final thought tonight.
Well, just keep in mind that at the end of the day, what counts are those you love and who you are. And as you're managing,
thank you guys so much for checking out our show and downloading it. We appreciate it. Help spread the word. We would really appreciate it. And that does it for another episode of Horde House. We'll be back to do it all again next week. No vacation for us. We'll be back in 1 week. Bye, everybody.
Is there like a vacation next week that most people are taking?
No, but the holidays are starting to kick in. So, I mean, did you know that Christmas is on a Tuesday this year? So,
I know, because I have to work the Monday before it.
I expect you all to be here at 7 o'clock on Christmas Day. All right.
Fuck yeah, we're dedicated.
In fact, I'm not going to be here next week.
Rob, Jesus died for your sins. At least you can just do a podcast on Tuesday.
That's right. All right, we're ending it. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Happy Hanukkah.